It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 130 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and today, from Lotusphere 2011, we're going to be talking with Angel Diaz, who's the Vice President of Open Standards at IBM. Angel, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
I'm doing great. How's your Lotusphere been?
Oh, it's been an amazing conference. There's just tons of people here sharing ideas, talking about the future. It's lots of fun. I'm liking it.
Awesome. So what specifically do you do for IBM?
Well, you know, I spend my day in really two worlds, the world of standards and technology and the world of our customers and what they're trying to do. And my job and the team that we have is to bring those worlds together in the context of an open community and open standards to allow everyone to get more from what they're trying to accomplish, better business outcomes.
Awesome. So I think it would be kind of neat if we take a trip down memory lane and talk a little bit about web standards, mobile standards, et cetera, and how they've evolved and changed and maybe going back to where they came from in some respects. So take it away.
Wow, that's a great question. You know, when I look back, I used to work in SGML. Okay, and DISL, and back in their early XML days. In fact, do you know what the first instance of XML was, the use case for XML?
Was it something to describe parts for a Boeing jet?
No, but it was close. It was the mathematical markup language. MathML was the first approved W3C standard for XML. Think about it. That's the use case for one of the use cases for XML. HTML, created to disseminate physics information, right? It was all started about content. And if you look back then, and you look at the standards and how things were happening, people were very much focused on getting content out there. But then something happened in the industry, right? Browser wars started. People started to add the blink tag and other tags to try to differentiate themselves based on function. But then something happened in the marketplace. From a business perspective, right, people realize, you know what, e-business is a great way to leverage this technology, right? The explosion of content occurred. So many things happened. So this fragmentation started to converge, and you saw things like HTML arise, things like DOM, the document object model, things like cascading style sheets, things like XSLT started to occur, right? So that's kind of at one point in the industry, the world started to converge together. Things were happening because of a particular market need. Then innovation occurred, right? The same thing occurred, right? People started to look at other ways of differentiating themselves, both from a technology perspective. And you have things like Adobe Flash, Silverlight, Ajax, Dojo, REST, JSON, Atom. You know, I can continue to throw the acronyms out there, but you understand what I'm saying. A fragmentation started to occur, right? But then when you look at this, there's another inflection point occurring, just like it happened in the past. Another inflection point around mobile devices and around the changing world and the expectations of the users to be more social. That inflection point is starting to drive a coalescing of standards. HTML5, right? The resurgence of HTML and the bringing together of the capabilities that were somewhat fragmented into one set of specifications. Open social, where we're trying to bring together the notion of people and connect that to the way how people work so they can do better business, right? That kind of fragmentation and kind of coming together is the pattern that's occurred over the past, you know, 10, 15 years, and it's happening again now, and we're at another one of those inflection points.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges that you see with some of these things like HTML5, open social, OAuth, etc.?
Yeah, well, you know, so this pattern that I brought up, right? This is kind of the macro pattern, right? Differentiation through fragmentation coming together. But within each one of these specs, there's interesting little things that occur within HTML, within open social. But there's kind of a constant thing, which is, you know, how far ahead should the specification get from the actual implementation? That's the tension that you always see back in the old days, right? Well, old days, 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
But 15 years ago, you know, there was a question around DOM, right? How far ahead should the browsers get from the specification? Same questions are occurring now around HTML5. Right? It's still not a closed specification, but you will find a lot of the HTML tags, like the video tag. You no longer require a plugin to do video, right? Like the tag to have, like the semantics for doing local storage. You can do offline editing of your documents, right? All of those things are supported by many browsers today already, right? So there is a very nice mix of implementation and standardization. IBM co-chairs the HTML working group, along with Microsoft.
I was going to say, you guys are also involved, obviously, with ODF and how it relates to products like Symfony.
Right. Yeah, well, it's interesting because this inflection point that I spoke about is the coming together of many things, right? The advent of mobile, right? The bandwidth, the capacity of the devices, and the fact that mobile is no longer a second-tier citizen when it comes to actually being productive, right? You don't have to have a browser on a fat client, okay? But when you look at the other aspect of this, which is how people work, their business, you have the notion of documents and cases and managing tasks. If you're an insurance agent, right, and your world revolves around an insurance case, for example, documents start to play a very, very important role. So having an intelligent document that can transcend devices, that can keep the state of what's occurring with that document, becomes really, 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 really important in this kind of open world. And that's just another part of this equation. But then all of this gets flipped on the side, you know, and that's what's really exciting about the time we're in now. You know, things like HTML and ODF and AJAX and these type, they're all kind of, think of them as kind of, you know, horizontal type of things that move us a step forward, right? Be able to write once on many devices, have a very rich user experience, leverage the capability of the device you're on, et cetera. Those are all really good things. But the expectation of the world to work in a social environment and to have an exceptional web experience, right, is putting this whole paradigm on its side, right? So these networks of people, I call them orbits of interaction, of what you do to get your work done, to be more effective, whether it's just hanging out with your friends or actually doing work, you know, handling insurance claims or whatever. The expectation is you need to bring these social communities together. That's putting these standards on its side, and there's a set of really interesting standards occurring up the kind of the stack to enable that. And that's where open social comes in.
So, Angel, what I'm hearing is that I'm going to have to go out and learn all these new things about all these new standards and, you know, I don't know, possibly rip and replace some of the hard work and development I've done, say, in my Domino apps. Is this true?
Excellent question. You know, when I go out and I talk to developers, architects, managers, that question comes up always. And what's great about the way these things have evolved over time, going back to this history, it's been an evolution. Things build on other things. There's been a lot of extending, componentizing, creating. So you can get the value, for example, of HTML5, create an HTML5 document, and not screw up your HTML previous documents, right? Because they're additive, okay? The old stuff hasn't gone away. Same thing with open social, building interfaces around existing type of HTML snippets and so forth. So all these things are additive, and so it reduces the risk of implementation, but increases dramatically the value you get, the value of reuse from a developer expense experience, but also, more importantly, the value to your customers and the exchanging expectations they have, and you're able to meet that in a much better way. So the trade-off is usually pretty clear to a lot of the folks I talk to.
Well, Angel, thanks for taking some time out from your busy schedule at Lotusphere 2011 to talk to the Taking Notes audience. If people want to learn more about IBM's involvement in and with open standards and more about you, where can they go?
You can go to the IBM.com site /standards and learn all about the standards work we're doing. Or you can follow me at Twitter, Angel Luis Diaz, ANGELLUISDIAZ at Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.